notwithstanding the push that you knew you were going to get in that first period, probably helped get your guys into the game maybe a little quicker than normal. What are your thoughts on the way they handled that pressure early?
Well, I thought we were ready to play, and I thought we had the right intent, the right approach to start the game. Power play was huge for us early in the game. It gave us the lead, and then the second period, just penalties. It totally changed the momentum for us. I thought we had the game in hand, and you know, they didn't score, but certainly it changed our game. We just can't take that many penalties.
Too many penalties, but a great job by your killers. They killed off all but one.
They were outstanding, and you know, they got a lot of good players on their power play, so eventually they were probably going to get one. You take that many, but our young goaltender was outstanding under some real duress there.
Do you see him growing and getting better and getting more confident with each opportunity?
Yeah, he's a young goalie that is getting some great experience right now, and he's taking it on his shoulders and saying, "I'm ready for it." And he's been great. He's calm. He's, you know, I don't know anything technical about being a goaltender, but his demeanor in the net is gives the rest of the team a lot of confidence.
Back-to-back wins over a team like this on back-to-back nights going into the break, what can that do for this hockey team when they come back next week?
Well, we should have a good break anyways, but it's good for our group. We've had a real grinding, tough, you know, first 50 games where it's a lot of things haven't been right for us, haven't gone right, but this gives them all a glimmer of hope that moving forward we can be a good hockey team.